The Milwaukee County Board has weighed in on a major international issue, a possible ceasefire in Israel and Gaza. And in so doing, the board has highlighted some of the local division over the topic, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
A symbolic resolution calling for a permanent ceasefire in Israel, Gaza, and the Israeli-occupied West Bank has been slowly making its way through the county committee process. Thursday, the item came to the full county board. Resolution co-author and supervisor Ryan Clancy has called for including language that describes the targeting of civilians as genocide. Thursday, he read often graphic descriptions of what he said were comments from elected Israeli officials urging widespread harm against Palestinians. In summary, Clancy said,
"This is clear, compelling evidence that the intent here is to kill Palestinians, to kill the people of Gaza. This is the language of genocide."
But County Supervisor Sheldon Wasserman took exception to the term genocide to describe what's been happening in the Middle East. He says a couple of years ago he went to the Majdanek World War II Nazi concentration camp, which has been preserved as a state museum in Poland. Wasserman says he even visited the camp's gas chamber.
"A chamber that my grandparents, my cousins, my aunts and my uncles stood in and died in. You see the walls of this chamber, and guess what? They're discolored with a blue-green film from the cyanide gas that affects the concrete. I stood in a space when the door was closed, and they had a peephole to see what was going on with the people dying in it. I stood in that chamber. That's genocide."
Wasserman says there are people on both sides of the Middle East conflict that are, quote, nuts and crazy. He then joined nine other county supervisors to narrowly pass a substitute resolution that also calls for a permanent ceasefire, but adds that world leaders should prioritize the immediate release of hostages in the region, including ones taken during the Hamas attack on Israel last October 7th. Several dozen supporters and critics of the original resolution were in the audience. Alexa Safer of Shorewood says she's pleased the substitute passed.
"Because we believe that 10/7 and the atrocities of that day need to be recognized. The demand for the hostages needs to be included. We just wanted to see a two-sided, even arrangement, and we feel like that's what we got today."
The Milwaukee Jewish Federation says the original county resolution failed to mention Hamas, lacked equity, and contained divisive, inflammatory language. But a Milwaukee man of Palestinian descent, Yamin Othman, says the substitute resolution leaves out key points.
"We saw that there was no talk of the liberation for the people of Palestine and an end to the occupation that they've been going through for 75 years.
Rachel Ida Buff of Jewish Voice for Peace in Milwaukee says her group is glad the resolution that passed does push for a ceasefire. She says there are shortcomings with the language, and Buff wants to emphasize that all hostages should be released.
"Now we're talking about the children held in Israeli jails. We're talking about the journalists stripped naked, held in the cold, and incarcerated for no reason."
Buff charges that the continued attacks by Israel endanger the Jewish hostages being held. The Milwaukee County Government Affairs staff has been authorized to share the contents of the ceasefire resolution with Wisconsin's congressional delegation. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.